Smorgon, nine games in so far for you now. How do you feel, and how would you assess your play so far?
It's been good so far. Obviously, when you make the jump from junior to pro, there is a period there when you have to adjust, and I've been pretty happy with how it's gone. I've had some great teammates that have really helped me out a lot, and it's been a blast so far, so I'm pretty happy with how it's going so far.
You mentioned the teammates. I know you've been mostly paired up with Corbin and Holzer, a guy who's now had some solid AHL experience. He started the year in the NHL. Playing with a guy like that, also away from the rink, how does a guy like that help your game and help you nine games into your pro career?
It's been huge. I mean, he's had some great tips and trying to help me adjust, and he's been extremely helpful on and off the ice, and I think it just goes to show what kind of guy he is, and he's been a huge help to me, and I'm pretty grateful that he's been helping me out along the way.
You mentioned adjustments. Everyone goes through a junior to the pro level, if it's the NHL, the AHL. What are the biggest differences you see when you come from junior to the American Hockey League?
The speed, I think, would be the area that is improved the most, I think. In junior, there's always some pretty high-end guys that can, play at a high speed. But here, I think, every guy can play at a high speed, and I think that's the one thing that you got to kind of adjust to, and that's certainly what I've noticed so far.
Also, I know you guys get set. You have a two-game sweep in St. John's. Now you're heading out west. For you, a guy from being a Western guy, to go out there and make your pro debut and near your hometown, is there going to be a lot of friends and family there for you?
I hope so. Anyway, but it's pretty cool that I got a chance to go home and to hopefully play two games, and I know my parents will be there, and I talked to a couple of guys from home that I hang out with that will hopefully be able to make the trip, and it's pretty cool that I have the chance to go home.
Now, I know it's Abbotsford, and you've seen them already here once. I know you and Griffin Reinhardt are good friends for a long time. Max right now is with the Flames, but might be a chance to get to play against a family friend in that way.
Yeah, absolutely. It was pretty cool when I got a chance to play him here, and I know that if we play them in Abbotsford, and he's playing, that his parents will be there, and it's always cool when you get a chance to play a guy that you've known for quite a while, so it's pretty cool.
And I mentioned Griffin Reinhardt, and this last June you're drafted fifth. He's drafted just ahead of you, two guys that grew up together. What's it like? I know he played for Edmonton, different teams in the WHL, but to know a guy that long and to come up through the ranks with a guy and then to see him drafted before you like that.
Yeah, I know. It's unbelievable. I mean, as kids we played together, and then we went to school together and all that kind of stuff, and it's been pretty cool to see how he's handled everything, and we often kind of just chat about it, and it's been pretty cool to have him and just kind of ask him some questions and have him ask me some questions, and I think we've been trying to just help each other out, and it's been a lot of fun.
You see on this team so many guys like yourself join after junior. Stuart Percy, a guy who was drafted just a year before you, same situation, first round pick. He's joined the team now. He went through this last year. Yeah. A guy like that who's in the same situation, similar kind of player, do you pick his brain at all this early in your pro career?
I don't know about that, but I think we're trying to help each other out. I met Stu in June last year at the prospect camp, and we had a chance to kind of hang out there, and we've had a week here to kind of just hang out, kind of chat, and he's obviously a great guy off the ice, and obviously a great player as well, so it's been pretty cool to kind of just experience everything with him and have him to ask questions, and he's been asking me questions as well, so it's been awesome.
What's the message when you leave junior and you come to pro after your season for management? Is there expectations for them? Is there more just guidance?
I think just a lot of teaching. They all told me to just play my game and play with confidence, and so they've been extremely helpful. They just haven't really given me too many expectations. They have just kind of told me to enjoy it and just keep trying to learn, and that's what I've been doing so far.
What's Dallas been like as a coach for you so far? I know it's only nine games. It's hard to make that assessment, but a guy like this, you see what he's done with so many guys that have now made the jump to the NHL this season.
Yeah, he's been unbelievable. I mean, obviously he is a pretty great coach, and he's had a chance to kind of coach some pretty great players along the way, and he's been extremely helpful to me in how I approach the game, and you know, it's pretty cool that he has been as helpful as he is.